KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Ball loose. Meza picks it up. Ite, no, doesn't have numbers, so slows it up. Ortgeisen tries to poke it away. Over to Gomez. Gomez underneath to Nemoc. Nemoc's shot is no good. Berglund gets the offensive putback.
Tonight, a trip to the state tournament is on the line as the Shelton Bulldogs battle the Cambridge Trojans. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Power 99 Sports Club.
Up top, they'll finally shoot the three. Gomez, and it's all net. Aaliyah Gomez with her first three of the basketball game, but has 13 points.
Shelton has never been to the girls' state basketball tournament, and for the second straight year, they have made it to the district final. Tonight, they'll face a Cambridge squad looking to break a five-year state drought. It's the Trojans and the Bulldogs coming up next. But first, it's the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll take you live to Holdridge with Power 99 Sports' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from Hogemeyer Hybrids. This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome here to Holdridge. And we wonder, is tonight the night? Shelton has been in district championship games before as a girls basketball team, but they have never won a district title. They have never gone to the girls state basketball tournament. Tonight, they come in 24-1. They are a favorite here against Cambridge, a team that does have a pretty rich tradition in girls basketball. They played for four state titles. They won three straight in 93, 94, and 95 with the Cubic Sisters. They made back-to-back trips in 2016 and 17. Cambridge has a rich tradition, but Shelton has never been to the girls state basketball tournament. Last year, they were in a district final. They came up just a little bit short. Tonight, they're hoping to finally punch that ticket and make a little bit of history with a squad that is a very veteran squad, in spite of the fact that most of the players that we'll be talking about tonight are part of a very special junior class. But those juniors, many of them either started or played significant minutes as freshmen and as sophomores a year ago, and now as juniors, they're hoping to take that next step and make it to the state tournament. And they are a very deep squad. They are a very talented squad. They rebound well. They may not be the biggest team that we see tonight, but they are a very good rebounding team, play excellent defense. I mean, they check all of those boxes, except they have never made it to the state tournament in Lincoln. And they are 32 minutes of basketball away from doing exactly that here in Holdridge. You're listening to our pregame show, brought to you as always by Hogemeyer Hybrids. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer. We got a lot of basketball for you from around the state, as we can get you updated on just a few games that are going on right now. At halftime, Sterling is leading South Platte 34-17. York has the lead over Northwest 19-12. They're also at halftime. Scott is leading Holdridge 54-13. And Adams Central has a 34-9 lead over Platteview. St. Paul is leading SCOTUS 26-15. And over on KHAS Radio at the end of the first quarter, St. Cecilia is leading Centennial 14-4. And don't forget, coming up later tonight, well, actually, probably they're beginning the pregame about the same time over on the Breeze. Amherst is in Sutton to take on the Phillies with a trip to the state tournament on the line. We're going to step away here for a moment. When we come back, we'll give you our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, when we return to Holdridge right after this.
Five Points Bank has been proudly serving the Tri-City area for decades, and we are continuously finding ways to make your banking experience easy and enjoyable. We offer the best of both worlds with kind and welcoming employees in the bank while creating a strong online presence to accommodate your busy lifestyle. Our innovative technology adds layers of security while being easily accessible to all age groups. Stop into the Better Bank to learn more today.
The Clipper is happy to sponsor our local teams on the radio. You can also read about this event and all other accomplishments on our Gibbon, Wood River, Shelton, and Centura students in the Clipper. We are proud of our schools and help celebrate success in the pages of the Clipper every week. Subscribe to the Clipper today. Visit clipperpubco.com. Like, follow, and share us on Facebook. We give away free picture downloads from our gallery. Our towns, our people. If keeping up with real-life news and events in the heart of the Tri-Cities is important to you, consider subscribing to the Clipper.
Time. It's the eternal measure for growers everywhere, influencing the ebbs and flows of every season. Through it all, Nutrien Ag Solutions stands with you, offering agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you lead the field. Because the time to act is right now. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Broadfoot Sand and Gravel.
And welcome back. It's time now for our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. In Kearney, we'll begin first of all for the visitors. That will be the Cambridge Trojans. They come in with a record of 17-8, and their starters look like this. Paige Klumpy is a 5'11 senior. J.C. Kent, 5'10 and a junior. Jalen Kent, her sister, is a sophomore. She is 5'8. Autumn Detterding is 5'11 and a senior. And Brielle Miller is a 5'7 junior here for head coach Jared Albert. So, again, they will start 5'10, 5'11, and 5'11. Some size here for the Cambridge Trojans. Now for Jeff Thorber and the Shelton Lady Bulldogs, they'll start Mate Meza, a 5'4 junior. Aaliyah Gomez, 5'4, also a junior. Drew Nemac, 5'10 and a junior. McKenna Willis is 5'7 and a junior. And Emily Berglund is 5'8 and a junior here for head coach Jeff Thorber. And that's your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll have plenty of more basketball for you tomorrow here on Platte River Radio as well. In fact, over the next few days, we'll be sending some boys' state teams to the state tournament in Class C1 on tomorrow. It'll be Ashland Greenwood taking on Minden. That game will start around 5 o'clock over on ESPN Radio tomorrow. Elsewhere, our broadcast games tomorrow on the Breeze, 94.5. We'll be in North Platte as Donovan Trumbull will be taking on Bridgeport. That one is set for a 4 o'clock tip-off. And here on Power 99, we'll be in Kearney Catholic as Loomis will take on Kennesaw, a battle of two teams rated in the top 10 much of the season, and a couple of local squads who will send one of those two teams to state tomorrow here on Power 99. That game is set for a 4 o'clock tip. And then on Monday, over on Power, right here on Power 99, Kearney Catholic will be taking on Shadron. We'll have that game for you from Ogallala. That will tip off at around 7 o'clock. Over on the Breeze on Monday, it'll be Burwell taking on Blue Hill. That one will also tip at 7 for you as well. And so a couple of local teams with great opportunities both today, tomorrow, and on Friday of sending at least one of their high school teams to the state tournament in Lincoln. We're going to take another break here, and we'll get ready to tip this one off here. A trip to state on the line for either Shelton or Cambridge will return to Holdridge right after this timeout.
Livingston Butler Baldwin's Funeral Home and Cremation.
When it comes to funerals and making pre-arrangements, Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home is the right choice in Hastings. Now, with over a century of service, every possible funeral choice, including on-site cremation, they are a friend to turn to when your need is greatest. By pre-arranging that funeral today with Butler Vaughan, it means your family will have more time to grieve and heal without all the last-minute decisions. Pre-arrange with Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And welcome back here to Holdrege High School. That'll wrap up our pregame show brought to you by Hogemeyer Hybrids. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrids seed dealer. Randy Bushcutter up high here at Holdrege High School. And Shelton has already broken the huddle. They're all set, ready to get this one underway. Cambridge in their road black uniforms with the orange numbers, a little orange trim on there as well. They'll go against Shelton in their home whites because they are the better seeded team at 24-1 on the season. They're the favorite here to make it to the state basketball tournament for the first time in school history. And now it's time to get her done. The opening tip going to be controlled here by the Bulldogs, and they will bring it in the offensive end very quickly. Willis gives here on the left side for Nemac. Long pass loose, but picking it up and saving the possession here is going to be Willis. She'll dribble out near midcourt, facing a 1-3-1 zone here for Cambridge. They'll throw left side, and Gomez very quick to track that one down. She'll throw a long pass out for Willis. Willis tried to lob the ball on the inside, and that's going to be a turnover here for Shelton. Quite frankly, Shelton did not look comfortable in their first offensive possession. Hopefully they can settle down here a little bit and get things going, especially on the defensive end. Their defense has been outstanding all season long. In the offensive end is going to be Miller. Miller picked up there man-to-man by Gomez. She'll give her on the right side for Kent. Jalen Kent uses up her dribble, and she'll throw it away. Each team turns it over on their first possession. And we'll inbound it right in front of the Cambridge cheerleaders. Nemac will throw it in, facing some full-court Trojan pressure here. Down the sideline, Willis, pass deflected, and that'll be another Shelton turnover. They turn it over, loose ball, and Shelton will force Cambridge to turn it over. So we swap turnovers. Each team with two turnovers, each team on both of their possessions turn the ball over. And now here's Mays in the offensive end. They got numbers 3-on-2, and they'll get it down low. Quick low jumper here by Berglund. Going to be too strong, and rebounding on the far side here is going to be Miller for Cambridge. Well, Shelton got a look point-blank range and couldn't cash in as Kent has the basketball near midcourt, and now they'll give it here on the right side for J.C. Kent. J.C. gives it on that right side here for Miller. Entry pass in the paint here for Detterding. Detterding will kick it out on the baseline. A little drive. Going to be too strong. And the rebound's going to be touched, they say, off of Drew Nemac. And so it'll stay on the Cambridge end. Brielle Miller will inbound it. And just about every stoppage, Shelton will send in fresh legs out there. And that's what they do here as they make a little sub. Bring it in here for J.C. Kent for Cambridge. Kent will drive here on the right side. As Haley Clark came in here for Shelton, they get the ball down low for Klumpy. She'll kick back out for Miller, and around the perimeter we go. As now they'll lob the ball on the low block. Nowhere to go here for Miller, so she'll dribble out with it. Now she's behind the three-point arc. She tries to enter it in, and the pass is going to be deflected. It'll be another turnover. Nemac tipped it. Detterding tried to get it. She was the last to touch it as it goes out of bounds. So each team's defense has answered the call here so far. We played 2 minutes, and both teams are looking for their first points of the game. Cambridge will go full court pressure here. And the inbound it here is going to be Nemac. She'll give it to Willis. She'll dribble through a double team, throw the ball up court here for Clark, and she led Clark a little bit too much. That'll be another turnover. Each team with three turnovers in a little bit over 2 minutes of basketball. Each team may be a little bit tight right now with a trip to state on the line. There are no wild cards from this point on. Kent has the ball knocked loose on the inside, and it'll be picked up here by Miller. And then Miller has her pocket picked. Taking it away from her is Sydney Gegg. So another turnover, and dribbling here is going to be Willis. Willis will throw the ball up court here for Clark. She's in the offensive end. They have her triple teamed, and is it a reach? No, it's going to be a hell ball on Autumn Detterding. Was able to tie it up, and the basketball is going to go over to Cambridge. Well, Cambridge on the season scores a lot less than what Shelton does on average. And it's in part to a pretty good defense here, but Shelton can play some defense as well. Let's see if we can find some offense. Neither team has been able to really get up very many shots, and here we have another Cambridge turnover. Loose ball is picked up by Willis. Willis in the center jump circle, steps through a double team, kicks here left side. Here's Clark for three, off the iron and no good. Offensive rebound, driving in is Gomez, and Aaliyah Gomez with a bound and a bucket. First points of the ball game here for either squad, and a timeout for Cambridge. It's 2-0 Shelton. We've played 3 minutes here in Holdridge. We'll step away. This timeout is brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
The Shelton Locker in Shelton is a very proud supporter of the Bulldogs and would like to take the time to wish the athletes and coaches good luck in the game tonight. We know how hard each of you work, in and out of the game, and we're so lucky to be part of an encouraging team here in Shelton and love serving such a great community for years. So when you're looking for the freshest meat and the friendliest people, Shelton Locker is the place to go. Shelton Locker says, go Bulldogs!
This timeout is brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing in you. A quick little timeout here for Cambridge with exactly 4:58 to go here in the first quarter. It's just 2-0. Shelton with the lead after that. Gomez bound and bucket. Kick here on the left side for J.C. Kent. J.C.'s got it. Sisters out there as well, as they'll give the ball over here for Jalen. Jalen gives out here for Klumpy. Klumpy's pass intercepted. Berglund snatches the basketball away. They'll face some full court pressure, so they can't run with it. Back to Meza. Pass up ahead here for Berglund. Kick right side. It's off of the hands of Shelton and then off the leg of Cambridge. So it'll stay here with Shelton. At halftime over on KHES Radio, St. Cecilia is leading Centennial 26-7. Ball is inbounded here for Meza. Meza will kick right side for Gomez. Gomez back to Meza. Meza and Gomez just playing a little catch. They're getting further and further away from the top of the key. They're going to kick the ball back out here for Brianna Simmons. Little penetration back out to Simmons on that left side. She'll give it to Meza. Meza tries to lob it down low. Too strong, and it'll be turnover number 5 here on Shelton. Again, each team may be a little sloppy with the basketball, but certainly each team playing very, very good defense. A final in a girls' district game, Sterling over South Platte, 65-33. That game has already wrapped up our first final of the day. Jalen Kent brings it up here on the left side. Between the circles, Paige Klimpy has it. Very quickly, they get it off here for J.C. Kent. J.C. looks to the inside, but off a screen, they'll give it for Jalen. She'll penetrate, has her shot blocked, and picked up here by Gomez. Gomez got the rebound after the block here by Nemac. So now a three here by Willis. A secondary break three, no good. Offensive rebound by Nemac. Nemac gets the ball down low, and falling down is Clark. And Clark just put up the shot, but not until she had already turned over the basketball. She just had her back to the basket, had her footing wrong, and she was leaning back. And now she just had to do what she could. It turns into a turnover here. And her score remains 2-0. So on the bounce here is going to be Carson Haynes for Cambridge. She came in just a little bit ago. Her pass is on the ground, and coming up with it is Gomez. Gomez over here for Willis. So here comes Shelton after forcing another turnover. The entry pass is going to be intercepted here by the Trojans. Kent stepped in there, made the steal. She'll bring the ball up. She'll kick left side for Jalen Kent, and she hits the three. For the first time tonight, Cambridge has a lead, 3-2. On the bounce, Willis throws right side. Here's Gomez for three. Short, but it's rebounded in underneath by Klumpy here for Cambridge. For a while there, it looked like it was going to be Shelton that came out with it, but Klumpy was able to step through and make the catch here. Klumpy will give here right side for Kent. J.C. Kent will give it off here for Jalen. Jalen dribbles to that left side, now gives top of the circle here for Klumpy. Right wing for Kent. Cambridge up 3-2. We got 2.5 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Cycling through underneath is J.C. Kent. They're looking at her, but instead they'll kick it here on the right side. A little penetration here by Haynes. Haynes in the middle loses control of the basketball, and Shelton will come up with it. Berglund dribbles out with the basketball. Now a long pass up ahead here for Gomez. Gomez, nice extra pass. Give inside to Berglund. She missed the bunny. And the rebound is finally pulled down by Nemac. Nemac kicks out. Now driving is Clark. Clark, good extra pass inside. That's going to be a hell ball. And it'll be Shelton basketball underneath the basket. Good extra pass there for Shelton, but a little bit surprised by it. And as a result, they tied it up. It'll stay here with the Bulldogs, who trail it 3-2 with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. A lot of action, a lot of turnovers, a lot of defense here in the first 6 minutes of this one. Ball inbounded for Mesa. She thought about the three, but she'll give it to Willis. Now left side for Mesa, and Mesa took an extra step getting started. That'll be the eighth Shelton turnover here in the game. And they make a couple of substitutions after both whistles, so Sydney Geggs out there down low here with Berglund. And then you've got Gomez and Mesa out there with Simmons for Shelton. On the bounce is going to be Kent. JC will hand off, driving is Miller. She'll be shut off, and she'll give out here for Brayson Springer. She'll give it in here for Hoberty, and Skylar Hoberty, 15-foot jumper is no good. Rebounded by Simmons. Long pass up ahead. On the attack is Gegg, and Gegg going to be fouled on the layup. She'll get two free throws, as Cambridge didn't want her to have the easy one. The foul is going to be on Skylar Hoberty. That'll be her first, team's first. Been a lot of whistles, but they've been mostly turnovers. As it is, Gegg will go to the free throw line and hit the first of two free throws, and we are now tied at three with a minute and a half left here in quarter number one. Gegg with a second free throw. Try to put Shelton back on top. And that's exactly what she does. It's 4-3, good guys. So with it here is going to be Miller. After the inbound, she will not be picked up defensively until she gets across the letter H here at Holdridge High School. They give it to Hoberty. Hoberty throws it down low. They get it in a low block here for Detterding. Detterding will drive, missed it, got her own rebound, got fouled on the putback. She couldn't hit that second shot, but she'll have two free throws coming up here after they call the foul on Sydney Gegg. So Detterding at the line for a couple, and the first one's good. That'll tie it at four. And it gives us a chance to remind you that presenting sponsors of the district championship game include Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton, and Mary Landing Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. Second free throw by Detterding is good. And that'll put Cambridge back on top here, 5-4. Bulldogs break the press. They give it to Haley Clark. She'll drive the baseline off glass too strong, and rebounded by Miller. Miller, long pass up ahead. Hoberty on the drive, missed it in traffic, Offensive rebound by Kent. Her 15-foot jumper won't go, and we got a foul on the rebound. That's going to be on the Trojans. So Cambridge commits the foul. That'll be on Autumn Detterding. Sutton right now leading Amherst 19-7 at the end of the first quarter. Inbounds pass stolen away. Coming up with it is Jalen Kent. She'll get the ball inside to JC. JC on the drive is fouled. Had the shot blocked, but they got a little bit of body with it. And so a couple of free throws coming up here for JC Kent. That'll be NEMAC's first foul and just the second as a team. The free throw is up and good. That will extend the Cambridge lead. 6-4 here with 53 seconds to go in quarter number one. Kent's second free throw. Fires it up there off that back iron. Nothing but white jerseys there, and tracking it down is going to be Gomez. Gomez, long pass up ahead. Catch over her shoulder by Haley Clark, and she'll give the ball back out here for Willis, and they'll set up the half-court offense. They go right side for Gomez. Pass is deflected, but coming up with it is Willis. Back to Gomez. And again, long arms there for Kent on the top of this 1-3-1. Right wing Gomez gives her on the left side to Willis. Back to Gomez, right side. Gomez and Willis just playing catch. And right now with the basketball is Gomez. She'll lob the ball down low. Catch by Gag. Gag with the bucket and foul. They kept moving the defense closer and closer to the wing. They lobbed it inside for Gag. She made a nice catch. She got the hoop and the harm. We're tied at six. And she'll try to untie it after the foul on Springer. So Gag with the free throw. It's up and good. She's got five in the game. And it's 7-6, Shelton. 19 seconds left here for Cambridge as they'll bring the ball across the timeline now with 15 to go. On the bounce is Miller. She uses up her dribble, and Gomez is really pressuring her. Ball's knocked loose. It's a steal. Coming up with it is Clark. Clark, she loses it. She's got it on the ground. That's going to be a hell ball with 3 seconds left, and Cambridge has the arrow, so they've got the basketball, but only 3 seconds, and they've got to cross midcourt and try to make something magical happen here. So they'll throw the ball up court. Turnaround shot here by Miller. Miller hits it from about 30 feet away. A line drive three by Brielle Miller. And with that, Cambridge has a 9-7 lead as we head to the second quarter right after this.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Are you tired of lousy internet and faceless customer service? It's time to experience local, honest, hassle-free, and exceptional. That's the Allo promise. We not only provide crazy fast fiber internet, crystal clear TV, and dependable phone service, but we choose to become a part of the communities we serve and love when everyone calls or stops by our store to say Allo. So don't settle for mediocre. Settle for exceptional with Allo. Visit us at allofiber.com/local.
Well, a desperation three by Brielle Miller has put Cambridge on top here, 9-7. Welcome back to our broadcast booth, brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. We're on the road here in Holdridge, bringing you the play-by-play. Kearney Towing's on the road. Bring your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-doing towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair when you need us. We'll be there. Shelton tries to lob the ball down low to Emily Berglund, and it's going to be stolen away here by Klumpy, and that will be the 10th Sutton turnover. And we have just that first possession here of the second quarter. A little in-out pass here for Jalen Kent. And Kent driving through. Loses the basketball. It goes off of her leg. And it's going to be a Cambridge turnover. They pointed at one of the Shelton players. I thought they called a foul. But as it is, it's Shelton basketball. They give it to Nemac. Nemac across the timeline, giving it to Meza. Meza's entry pass going to be intercepted. They've tried that a few times, but Cambridge runs the floor very well. In fact, they're going to be on the attack here. Little runner in the paint by Jalen Kent. And the rebound is going to go off the hands of Nemac and out of bounds. Now they're going to call Nemac with a foul. That'll be on the rebound. And Coach Thorber wants an explanation, and I'd like to hear it. As it is, Nemac's picked up her second foul. Cambridge inbounds it. And the inbounds is going to be tipped by Shelton and then out of bounds off of Kent. Gomez harassed the inbounds pass, tipped it, and then went off J.C. Kent's hands and out of bounds. So they give it to Gomez. Gomez will throw the ball up court. Long pass out here for Berglund. Berglund, near midcourt, has a pass stolen away. That's a steal. Here comes the layup by Kent, and Jalen Kent lays it up and in. She's got five in the game, and Shelton turns it over yet again off the inbounds. They'll drive. Losing the basketball is Kent. That's going to be a hell ball, and the possession arrow will stay here with Cambridge. So Cambridge has run off five straight points. They lead it 11-7 here in the early stages of the second quarter. Trojans inbounded, and a shot's blocked by Clark. She also comes up with the basketball. Willis will face a double team, throws a long pass up ahead here for Gomez. Gomez will lob the ball down low. Catch and paint here by Berglund. Berglund will step out. Here's the three by Willis. No, she's going to step through and bounce it out, and there's going to be a reaching foul called here on Brielle Miller. It's got to be on Miller. There's really nobody else there that can pick that up here for Cambridge. And so on the baseline, Shelton will trigger the inbounds. It'll be Willis who tosses in, and she'll give in the corner here for Gomez. Around for Nemac. Back to Gomez. Gomez thought about the three, but she'll enter it down low for Berglund. Berglund missed it. Offensive rebound, Nemac. Nemac too strong. Another rebound in here by Shelton, and they're going to be fouled. Pulling down the rebound there was Berglund. And Berglund is going to be fouled here by Miller. No, actually, they gave that to Kent. 2-3. And it'll be inbounded. They give it to Clark. Clark drives the paint. Little runner off glass. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by who? Last touch by Shelton. Haley Clark was the last to put her paws on it. And so it'll stay here with Cambridge. 11-7, the Trojans have the lead. York with the win over Northwest, a final of 33-28. So here on the right sideline is Miller. They'll work around to that left side to Kent. JC looking around. They enter it inside, and waiting for it there was Berglund. She'll step through and make the steal. Long pass up ahead. Going to the basketball is Gomez. If she hadn't have done that, that'd been another turnover. Gomez in a little bit of trouble, and a timeout being called here by Coach Thorber. Thorber not liking how things were looking there, so he calls the timeout here with 5:54 to go, second quarter. They trail it 11-7. This timeout brought to you by E&T Positions of Kearney.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is strongly committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, your bank president. You just heard our mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. We are ranked at the very top of safety and soundness ratings and have grown to be the largest bank in the area. Our experienced and friendly bankers will provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank.
Well, I'm talking with both head coaches coming into the game that both said they're pretty healthy this time of year. That's always good news. Our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Both teams have burned a 30-second timeout here with 5:54 to go before halftime. 11-7 our score. Cambridge with a four-point lead, but because of that timeout by Coach Thorber, the Bulldogs will maintain the possession here. They'll inbound it with Drew Nemac. She's in the offensive end, but she'll throw it in the backcourt here to Willis, and then Willis will bring it up. And again, a version of a 1-3-1 here for Cambridge as Clark has it on this left side, and she'll dribble to the top of the circle, lost it, but gets it back, and she'll give it out here for Willis. Willis playing catch with Clark now. Right side with it is going to be Willis. She'll penetrate, skip it over in the corner. Driving the baseline is Meza. Meza off a screen, puts up the shot, no good. Gag with the rebound. Gag gets the bucket and foul. First points of the second quarter come from Sydney Gag, who pulled down the offensive rebound and then got the bucket. She's fouled on the elbow by Miller, and that's going to be the second on her. Gag hit a three-point play earlier in the first quarter. Now the second quarter, she missed it, but an offensive board by Willis. Willis has it. She'll drive, lost the basketball, but it's last touched here by Klumpy. So we'll stay on the Shelton end. They've already got 2 points on this trip. And thanks to that offensive rebound after the missed free throw, they got another shot at it. Clark will kick here on the right side. Driving is Meza. Gives it back out. Here's Willis. She'll step up for a three, but she'll pass it to Meza instead. Now we'll see if Willis pulls the trigger. Nope. Again, she's going to give it to Meza. Meza drives past Kent here a little bit. And now they'll throw it on the left side. Quick entry pass. They fake to Willis. And now they'll kick right side. Here's the three by Meza. And Meza with the friendly roll rattles that one in. Hit the front of the rim. Hit the back iron. Then hit the front. Rolled in. And back on top goes Shelton. 12-11 our score. On the high post with it is Detterding. Detterding picked up man-to-man here by Meza. So she'll give off on the left side. Over there for Jalen Kent. Jalen picked up defensively by Willis. They double-team her, so they'll kick back out here for J.C. Kent. Right wing, they'll give it off for Miller. Miller, pass goes through the hands of her teammate. Coming up with it is Meza. Shelton on the run, and Meza has it knocked from behind by a hustling Jalen Kent. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Shelton. He'll make a trio of substitutions. Simmons, Nemac, and Willis checking back in here, or Berglund rather, checking back in here for Shelton. And Gag will inbound on the sideline. She's picked up there by Hoberty. They give it on the baseline here for Simmons. Simmons will bounce it back out for Gag, and around the perimeter will go. On the dribble here is Meza. She'll throw right side for Gomez. Gomez working against the pressure here of Kent. Now finds Meza, top of the circle. Now they kick right side here for Simmons. Simmons back out, driving is Meza. Her 13-foot jumper going to be short, but an offensive rebound. Shooting it off glass is Simmons, and Simmons will rattle it home. Board and bucket here by Brianna Simmons, and Shelton now has their largest lead at 14-11. Backing in, driving is going to be Haynes. Haynes gives the ball back out here for Hoberty, and Hoberty going to be held. That'll be the fourth team foul here on Shelton, so Cambridge will have to inbound it. They'll toss it in on the baseline after three more substitutions coming in here for Shelton. Meza's called for the foul. Willis and Berglund are both out there right now playing a little defense. The inbound it here is going to be Haynes. And Haynes gets it to the elbow for Hoberty. Her 15-foot jumper is going to be no good. And rebounding it is going to be Willis. Willis looking up court, but she's the last one that will cross the timeline. She'll throw it up ahead here to Gomez. Gomez on the right side, dribbling, skips it here on the left to Clark. Back out for a three. It is up and no good here for Willis. And Berglund trying to get the rebound. Has the ball taken out of her hands and knocked out of bounds by Cambridge. Haynes couldn't reel it in. It'll go off of her. And the Bulldogs inbound on the baseline. It bounces right side. Here's an open three for Gomez. Got it! Aaliyah Gomez drains the three, and it's a six-point Shelton lead. I think it's a 10-0 run right now here for Shelton. Hoberty has it on the left side. 3 minutes to go before halftime. They'll kick here, driving the baseline. Detterding and Autumn off glass. No good. Rebounded by Nemac. Here comes Shelton. On the dribble here is Willis. Willis comes across the timeline, working against the pressure of Kent. She'll penetrate. She'll kick. Gomez, same spot where she hit the three. Now we'll kick right side for Willis. Gomez had an opportunity to shoot another quick three-pointer, but they'll kick it here left side. And Gomez will throw it on the right wing here for Willis. Willis looking to the inside, but will skip it over the top to Clark. Clark will shoot the long three. No good. And on the backside, getting the rebound is Willis. Willis over here for Gomez. Gomez dribbles to the elbow. Uses up that dribble and will bounce it now for Willis. McKenna Willis, little ball fake. Now she'll dribble around Jalen Kent, and they'll give it between the circles here for Leah Gomez. Now she's almost near midcourt, and we'll give it here on the left side for Clark. Lob pass down low. It's caught, and a bucket and a foul. Berglund with a nice little catch in traffic, going to be fouled, and will have a three-point play opportunity after she kissed it off the glass on the right side. It was 11-7 at one point. It is a 12-0 run now for Shelton. And we'll try to add on to it here as Berglund fouled on the elbow, and the free throw is going to be no good. It's rebounded by Springer. So Springer pulls down the board here for Cambridge. And they'll bounce here on the left wing. That's Detterding, well behind that three-point arc, as Niemack will shut her off. And they'll throw it here top of the circle. Stringer's pass on the inside, nearly stolen away. It's loose. It is finally picked up here by Shelton as Berglund comes away with the basketball. Long pass up ahead, and Shelton's not going to make the connection. They were trying to get an easy bucket with a deep pass, but they led him too far. Gegg checking in, Gomez and Simmons, but first a timeout here for Cambridge. 99 seconds left here in the first half here on Power 99. It's a 12-0 run right now for Shelton. They lead it 19-11. We're back after this timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Prom season is just a few weeks away. Gary Michaels has all the newest fashions in suits and tuxes. We have vests and ties to coordinate with any dress. Want to invest in a suit for that upcoming prom or wedding? Gary Michaels has suits beginning at $229. Book your wedding with Gary Michaels before March 31st and receive 10% off your entire wedding. Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and in Kearney on the Bricks.
I remember vividly when I knew I was going to be a nurse. When I was 8 years old, my grandmother died from cancer. And from that point on, I always said, I'm going to be a nurse someday, and I'm going to try and make a difference. My first job was on the oncology unit here at Mary Lanning. And I worked in outpatient surgery, and then I also worked in cardiopulmonary, which is where I am today. I think the thing that I love most about being a nurse, we're in a unique position where we are with people during some of the happiest times of their lives, some of the scariest times, and some of the saddest times. And I just like being able to make a difference. So I can't imagine being any place else other than Mary Lanning. I'm Regina Anderson, RN, Manager of Cardiac Diagnostics and Cath Lab at Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
A quick little entry pass in here for Cambridge. They go on the drive, and they're going to call a foul. That's probably the right call, as Jalen Kent got a long pass, drove in hard, and now she'll shoot two after Sydney Gegg has called for her second personal foul. So the free throw is good. That'll stop the 12-0 run here for Cambridge and now make it 19-12. So Kent now with 6 points in the game. She's got half of Cambridge's total here with a minute 13 to go now before halftime. St. Paul got past SCOTUS 42-35 to punch their ticket for state. That happened in overtime. And Sutton right now is leading Amherst 26-15 at halftime. Second free throw is good. Cambridge will go full court press here. Willis, long pass to near midcourt to Clark. Clark will lead the attack. Clark on the drive. Nice extra pass. It'll be a layup as they set up Berglund for an easy bucket. Break the pass. The press, make him pay. Clark got it at midcourt after a long pass and made the one defender left make a decision, and a beautiful bounce pass set it up here for Berglund. Right side, Klumpy has it for Cambridge. 45 seconds to go. She's being pressured. She'll kick the ball back out here for Miller. Miller on the right side for Klumpy. Klumpy back around the perimeter. Driving now is Kent. Jason Kent's pass is going to be deflected. That'll be a turnover. Coming up with the loose ball is Willis, and Willis will dribble. Long pass up ahead here for Gomez. She'll shoot a three and hit the three. Aaliyah Gomez in transition drains her second three-pointer, and the lead is 11 here for Shelton. Cambridge held to only 4 points so far here in the quarter. They're going to drive. It's going to be a hell ball, and the arrow is pointing to Shelton. Everything pointing to Shelton right now. Great defensive play there by Leah Gomez to tie up the basketball. 15 turnovers on Cambridge here in the first half. But unfortunately for Shelton, they've also turned it over 15 times. 12 seconds here for Shelton as they inbound it. They give it to Willis. Willis, long pass up ahead here for Meza. Meza on the attack. Meza, nice pass left side. Nemec on the drive. It hangs on the rim. No good. Rebound off of Gegg's hands and out of bounds. 2.2 for Cambridge. They inbound it. They give it back. Miller from three-quarter court. And she is well short on the desperation three this time. And so we head to the locker room. A great second quarter here for Shelton. They head to that locker room with a 24-13 lead as they were able to hold Cambridge to only 4 points in that second quarter. We'll step away for a moment. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
February Red Hot Buys going on now at Big G Ace in Hastings. Purchase a 15-gallon heavy-duty storage tote for just $14.99 or 27-gallon tote for $17.99. With your Ace Rewards card, get a Craftsman 9-gallon wet-dry vac for just $69.99. February is also National Bird Feeding Month. Check out the wide variety of bird supplies at Big G Ace, including feeders, seed, and food. See store for details. All this and more going on now at the Helpful Place.
Big G Ace.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Broadfoot Sand and Gravel.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We're located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
If you want more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. The answer has arrived in Nebraska with a 2.5 bushel per acre bump across 1,223 comparisons. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics, and they're backed by hundreds of loyal yield trials to take your soybean yield to the next level. Learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series. Individual results may vary. See Jamie Mattson, your Pioneer seed dealer, with you from the word go.
Locally owned Hastings Physical Therapy is the leader in one-on-one, hands-on care. Hi, my name is Sean Vonderfecht, and at Hastings Physical Therapy, we want you to know the choice is yours when selecting your physical therapist. Our staff at Hastings Physical Therapy is committed to helping patients meet their goals in a relaxed, calm environment with the highest level of care for your recovery. We're located at 2307 Osborne Drive West at the corner of 281 and Kansas Avenue. To learn more about our services and team, log on to hastingsphysicaltherapy.com.
A penny saved is a penny earned. Take care of those dimes and the dollars will take care of themselves. You have to earn more than you spend. You have to spend less than you make. Save something for a rainy day. If you can't afford it, don't buy it. You're as good as your word. Common sense still makes sense. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Well, both teams struggled a little bit to control the basketball. Each team has turned the ball over 15 times in the first half, but really the big difference in this one is Shelton is shooting the ball better. They're getting some offensive rebounds. They're out-rebounding Cambridge, and as a result, they were able to hold Cambridge only 4 points in that second quarter, and they lead here at halftime by a count of 24-13. Checking the numbers here for the Trojans, Jaylen Kent leading the way. She's got 7 points here at halftime. Elsewhere, you got 3 points and three rebounds for Brielle Miller, 2 points and a rebound for Autumn Detterding, 1 point, one rebound for J.C. Kent. Paige Klumpy has a rebound here for Cambridge. Unofficially, I have Cambridge with only 6 rebounds here in the first half compared to 16 for Shelton. And leading the way here in terms of scoring for the Bulldogs is Aaliyah Gomez. She hit a couple of big three-pointers in that second quarter. She's got 8 points here at halftime. Sydney Gegg off the bench has 7 points and 2 rebounds. Mate Meza hit a three-pointer in that second quarter as well. 2 points and 2 rebounds for Brianna Simmons. 7 points, 2 rebounds for Gegg. I already said that. My apologies. Emily Berglund has 4 points and 1 rebound. McKenna Willis has 3 rebounds. And Drew Nemac with 4 rebounds here for Shelton. Once again, Shelton trailed at 1 point, 11-7. They went on a 12-0 run then in that second quarter and were able to outscore Cambridge in that second quarter, 17-4, and they lead it here at halftime, 24-13. And we'll check some scores from around the area, plus set the stage for coverage of boys basketball and their district finals beginning tomorrow. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more when we return here to Holdridge. Shelton right now leading in the district championship game over Cambridge, 24-13. We'll step away for a moment, continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Let's talk NSG Transport out of Gothenburg, Nebraska. I'm sure you've seen our burgundy and gold trucks on the road. Ever wonder what those trucks are hauling? NSG is your source for aggregates, concrete, asphalt rock, driveway rock, and of course grain and other bulk loads. NSG Transport is a family-owned company that has been servicing Nebraska for over 40 years. Get to know NSG. Go to nsgco.com for more information. That's nsgco.com. NSG Transport, Gothenburg, Nebraska.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
The Clipper is happy to sponsor our local teams on the radio. Consider subscribing to The Clipper. For print delivery, eClipper email to you where you are. Local news from Gibbon, Shelton, Wood River, and Caro, and everywhere in between. We give you positive stories from school activities to local events. Check us out on the web or like us on Facebook. Who knows? You might find yourself in our picture gallery. Go to clipperpubco.com. We don't show dangerous stunts or crazy cats, but we will keep you informed about our towns and our people.
I remember vividly when I knew I was going to be a nurse. When I was 8 years old, my grandmother died from cancer. And from that point on, I always said, I'm going to be a nurse someday, and I'm going to try and make a difference. My first job was on the oncology unit here at Mary Lanning. And I worked in outpatient surgery, and then I also worked in cardiopulmonary, which is where I am today. I think the thing that I love most about being a nurse, we're in a unique position where we are with people during some of the happiest times of their lives, some of the scariest times, and some of the saddest times. And I just like being able to make a difference. So I can't imagine being any place else other than Mary Lanning. I'm Regina Anderson, RN, Manager of Cardiac Diagnostics and Cath Lab at Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
Well, the matchups, times, and locations have all been set up for the Classes C and D boys district championships. We'll begin in Class C1 for some of the local teams. Minden will be traveling to Ashland Greenwood tomorrow on ESPN Radio. They'll tip that one off at around 5 o'clock. And then on Monday, it'll be Kearney Catholic and Chadron from Ogallala. That will be right here on Power 99. 7 o'clock will be the tip-off there. Omaha Concordia will be taking on Wood River on Monday as well. That will be at 7 o'clock, as that will be in Omaha. In Class C2 on Monday, Grand Island Central Catholic will be at home taking on Heartland. They'll tip that one off at about 7 o'clock. And in Class C2 on tomorrow on the Breeze, it'll be Donovan Trumbull traveling to North Platte to take on Bridgeport. That one will tip off at around 4 o'clock. Elsewhere in Class C2 on the Breeze on Tuesday, it'll be Amherst playing host to St. Cecilia. And we'll have those games for you. And on Class D1, it'll be Ansley Litchfield taking on top-seeded St. Patrick's on the March 1st on Tuesday as well. In Class D1 on Power 99 tomorrow, it'll be Loomis and Kennesaw from Kearney Catholic. And on Monday on the Breeze, it'll be Burwell taking on Blue Hill. That game will be at 7 o'clock. And in D25 on Power 99, Medicine Valley and Shelton. That'll be Tuesday on Power 99 as well. Here we're all set, ready to get underway here in the second half. Cambridge, who trails it here 24-13, they'll have the ball first. And you've been listening to our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, as Cambridge has the basketball, trailing it here 24-13. Cambridge halfway home. I'm sorry, Shelton halfway home to making it to the state tournament for the first time in school history. Entry pass by Klumpy is going to be knocked down, but a foul is going to be called here on Shelton. So it'll stay here with Cambridge after Meza is called for her first personal foul. Shelton went with their starters here in the second half. The inbounds is going to be knocked away here by Berglund. So for Shelton out there right now, it's Meza, Gomez, Nemac, Willis, and Berglund. Cambridge will inbound again on the baseline. Nothing's been easy. Ball's inbounded here to Detterding. Detterding will drive. Detterding short. Rebound tipped. And it'll go out here for Jalen Kent. Kent's going to drive. Kent on the way to the basket. Draws the body contact. She's going to be fouled. Right. They're going to say, yeah, it was on the way up. So, yeah, that'll be a couple of shots coming up here for Kent, who's a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line. That'll be the first foul here on Berglund. Nobody in foul trouble really here for Shelton, as the free throw is no good here for Jalen Kent. It is a final, St. Cecilia over Centennial in girls basketball, 50-17. So the Blue Hawks are heading to the state tournament. Kent has the free throw, so that'll be the first point of the second half here for either squad. Long pass up ahead. Gomez tracks it down near midcourt, and a deflected pass is going to be picked up by Willis. Willis has that dribble. And she dribbles away from a double team, gives it to Gomez. Gomez, entry pass down low, is going to go off the hands of Nemac and out of bounds. And that'll be another turnover. 15 turnovers for each squad in the first half. And now Shelton has their first of the second half. 10-point Bulldog lead here. They went on a 12-0 run in that second quarter. Kent. Picked up man-to-man here by Willis. Will drive to the elbow. Shot's going to be short, maybe even a little bit deflected. And the rebound is going to be tied up here by Nemac. And the possession arrow is pointing to the Bulldogs, so they'll get the basketball. Clark going to check back in here for Shelton. And Nemac to inbound it. She throws in that corner. Willis is double-teamed. Dribbles down the sideline. Throws it up court here for Clark. Clark on the drive, going to be fouled from behind by Autumn Detterding. That will be the second on her. First of the second half here on Cambridge. The officials have done a nice job. They haven't called it real tight. They also haven't had it real loose either. They've got control of the game. Ball is inbounded here to Clark. Clark, nice entry pass inside for Berglund. And Berglund fouled on the way up. She'll go to the line. She's 0-for-1 from the stripe so far here in the game, but she'll have two more free throws coming up here after the foul on Paige Klumpy. Shelton, after struggling with it early on, has done a nice job of being able to get the ball into that low post. The free throw by Berglund is up and good. They did a much better job in that second half. So Berglund hits the free throw, pushes the lead back out to 11. Second free throw is off that back heel and no good, and rebounded by Detterding. So Cambridge has it. They're on the run. Don't have numbers, though. They'll slow it down just a little bit. Give it to Kent. Kent's going to kick left side. Here's the three by Miller. That's no good. And rebounded by Nemac. You could tell when Miller shot it, she just wasn't in rhythm. Nice throw up ahead here. Gomez, entry pass, going to be knocked away. Klumpy picks it up. That'll be another turnover. Cambridge to the offensive end, but stolen from behind by Willis. Willis loses the basketball. Nemac comes up with it. She'll throw the ball up ahead, and it'll go out of bounds. Trying to lead Gomez up court. And so back and forth we go in terms of turning over the basketball. An advantage advantage Cambridge in that situation because they've got possession right now. And both teams just kind of need to settle down a little bit. Miller in that offensive end. Bounces on the right side. Gives it off here for Kent. Kent has the ball knocked out of her hands here by Haley Clark. That's just indicative of how both defenses have gone here. They're contesting everything. They're reaching for basketballs. They're knocking them away. They're getting in the passing lane. Neither team's defense is making it easy for the other offense. J.C. Kent on that right side. Picked up there by Clark. They'll lob it in the paint. Turnaround jumper here by Klumpy. And Klumpy high off glass. Good. Her first bucket of the ball game. 25-16. Shelton still up by 9. They break the press. They get it to Nemac. Nemac kicks right side. Gomez for 3. Off that back iron. No good. Gomez on the other side. Hustles down and gets her own miss. And she'll give it off here for Willis. Back to Gomez. She stepped up, was in rhythm for that 3, was going to shoot it. Then the defense came. So they'll kick it here right side for Clark. Clark, nice entry pass. Jumper by Berglund, no good. Offensive rebound by Nemac. And now reworking the offense here is going to be Willis. Her ball fake will kick right side for Gomez to the free throw line. Clark, 15-footer, good. Shelton, very patient. Shelton moving the defense around, snapping the ball around. Going from a good shot to a better one. And they now lead it 27-16. Driving here is Miller. She'll be shut off, top of the circle. Good work there by both Gomez and Meza. Left side, they'll get the ball here for Kent. They'll throw it in the corner here for Klumpy. Klumpy working against a little pressure of Berglund. Has the pass deflected. That'll be another turnover. Wrong pass by Shelton, but they can't make the connection. They are looking for Berglund, and it'll go off of Berglund's hands and out of bounds. Sydney Gegg checking back in here again for Shelton. 4:44 to go here, third quarter. Cambridge will bring in the offensive end, staying right there with her is Meza. Meza with the steal. Meza on the drive, layup, good. Meitei Meza with the steal and then the layup. Lead is 13 here by Shelton. We're nearing the midway point of the third quarter. Kick left side for Kent. She'll enter it inside here for Dedeting, whose shot is blocked out of bounds. Sydney Gegg getting some high fives. She gets the block. Clark has swatted one. Nemac has swatted one. Gegg has swatted one. And now Cambridge will inbound on the baseline. Carson Haynes gets it in that paint. That's a good inbounds play. Going to turn into a layup here for Bryson Springer. She gets her first bucket. Bulldogs on the run. Long pass up to Berglund. And Berglund will lay it up and in. A nice long pass by Willis to set up Berglund, or rather Gegg, rather, to set up Berglund. So on the bounce here is going to be Haynes in the offensive end. She throws it down that right sideline for Kent. Kent splits the defense, gets it in the paint. Dedreding will drive. Dedreding's runner is no good, but she's fouled. So Autumn Dedreding, who hit 2 free throws in the first quarter, will go back to the free throw line here after Berglund has called for her second personal foul. Free throws no good. At the end of 3, Sutton is leading Amherst 42-29. That game is on the breeze, 94.5. Don't forget that the internet streaming of all of our high school games on the Plant River Radio Group of Stations and at PlantRiverPreps.com is brought to you by Barney Insurance in Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. Free throw is missed, rebounded by Kent. She'll dribble out with it, and now they're going to snap it here on the left wing. They give it for Springer. Springer gives on the right side. Still up by 13. Shelton playing some defense. Right side, Kent. She'll snap it left wing, and thinking about going for that steal is Berglund, but she'll stay right there defensively. Now Willis will pressure the basketball. Little drive on the inside. It's loose. It's ping-ponged around. Somehow Detterdin gets it back. Will dribble to the low block. Miss it, and Berglund will pull down the board. So that pinball around ends up getting to Cambridge, but they don't score. Long pass up ahead. They'll give it out here to Clark. Clark gets it down low. As they got it to Nemac, Nemac is going to be fouled. Checking back in here is going to be Meza. So out there is Meza, Gegg, Nemac, and Clark here. And it's inbounded by Willis. Willis gets the ball back on that baseline. She'll shoot the three off that back iron. No good. Fighting for that rebound is Meza. Meza's got it. She'll drive. Missed the shot. And finally pulling down the rebound is Cambridge. They're going to be on the run after Springer pulled down the board. And they throw it too far. Cambridge will turn it over for the third time here in the second half. 18th time overall. 31-18 is our score. 2:40 to go here, third quarter. In the offensive end, Nemac kicks left side, driving Clark on that baseline. Shot off by Hoberty, gets it in the low block, leaning in is Nemac. Her shot won't fall, and rebounded by Springer. So Cambridge will dribble out. They're going to slow it down here a little bit, try to protect that basketball as they give it off here for Haynes. And we've got a stoppage here, as I don't think the clock was running, or an issue of some sort. So the ball currently is on the hip of the official, but I think they had a problem with the clock, and they got it set up. And now it's running a little bit, and it's running right now with the ball not in play. So the officials are going to huddle up here and figure out how much time should be on the clock. It says 2:27, but I don't think that's what it's going to be when they start it here in a little bit. I want to say thanks to our presenting sponsors, including Nutrigen Ag Solutions for innovative technologies, local expertise, best-in-class solutions, and service to help you lead the field this season and beyond. Nutrigen Ag Solutions. And also our sponsor, Nebraska Salt and Grain Company, a locally owned family business in Gothenburg. They put 2:32 on the clock. That may not be right, but that is the official's best guess. The ball is going to be inbounded here for Haynes as we do have the clock running as it should. Haynes will drive, kick left side. Here's a three-pointer by Springer, well off the mark, and rebounded by Gegg. So here comes Shelton. And Shelton's pass going to be knocked away here by Cambridge. It goes out of bounds. Stepping in the passing lane is going to be Haynes. So now slowly, Willis will bring it up. And she'll throw it in the offensive end to Meza. Meza skips it over there for Clark. Clark for three off that iron and no good. And a rebound dribbled out by the Bulldogs. Driving here is Willis. Willis will give the ball back around. They'll give it out here for Clark. And timeout being taken here by Coach Lorber. Minute 57 to go, third quarter. Up by 13. Shelton will call the timeout. It's 31-18. And the Bulldogs will inbound after this timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Well, we have less than 10 minutes to go here in regulation, and a 13-point Shelton lead. 31-18 is our score. And again, Shelton trying to make the state tournament for the very first time in program history. So in on the baseline, inbounding here is going to be Simmons. Simmons gives it off to Meza. Meza for three off that iron and no good. Hoberty pulls down the board here for Cambridge, and the Trojans want to run a little bit, but they do not have numbers. And they walk with it. An unforced error here by the Trojans as they're going to turn the ball over before they make the pass. And again, Shelton about every stop. Three in, three out. Fresh legs here with a minute 46 to go. third quarter. And Willis, long pass in the corner there for Meza. Meza will drive the baseline. Kick the ball back out here for Willis. Willis, she's looking to the inside, but dribbling near midcourt now. She's in the center jump circle. She'll drive and give the ball back out here for Meza. Meza on the right side for Gomez. Back to Meza, top of the circle. She'll drive when they go for the steal. Puts up the runner. It's bouncing around. No good. Offensive rebound. Gag gets the board in the bucket. Sydney Gag with a big rebound to push the lead to 15 here for Shelton. Oh, got away with a carry was Miller as she's dribbling against the pressure of Gomez. She'll throw the ball on the baseline. Jumper by Springer. Nope, she's going to kick it out instead. Driving here is going to be Miller. They'll give it top of the circle. The three, no good for the Trojans. And it's going to go off the hands of Huberty and out of bounds. Shelton's gotten the basketball back. 57 seconds to go. We're in the third quarter. A lot of work yet to be done here for the 24-1 Shelton Bulldogs, and the officials huddle up and they change the call. They're going to say it's Cambridge basketball. So Cambridge is going to inbound. And they'll lob it here for Detterding. Nearly a turnover, but Detterding comes up with it, and around the perimeter we go. They'll go left side. Here's a three by Miller. That's an air ball, and it's going to be rebounded in underneath here by Cambridge. They'll work back around the perimeter, and that entry pass going to be stolen away. Last across the timeline is going to be Willis with the basketball. She'll go right side. Here's a three by Gomez off the iron and no good. And somehow the rebound is pulled down at midcourt here by Gomez, and they're going to say she carried the basketball. She had to grab the ball in somewhat of an awkward fashion because that was nearly an over and back. It was a long rebound. She came up with it, and so she ended up carrying the ball. But that was a hustle play, trying to get that loose ball. Kent's pass nearly stolen away. Driving right side is going to be Miller. Miller takes it all the way to the low block. That runner's no good. Detterding gets the rebound, and Detterding's going to be fouled. It'll be two free throws coming up here for Cambridge. And the free throw is up, and it is good. The foul, by the way, on Nemac is their third. So Autumn Denderding hits the free throw. She's now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. And the second free throw is no good. Nothing but white jerseys there as Mesa will pull down the board. She'll give it to Willis. Again, Cambridge will try to pressure. Across the line here is Willis. They look to trap her. She dribbles through it. Gives it to Mesa. Back to Willis. Willis back to Mesa. Mesa gives it in the paint. And they're going to run out of time here before they can get the shot off as that will end the third quarter. 33-19 is our score. A 14-point lead here for Shelton. They head to the fourth quarter with a first-ever trip to state on the line when we return right after this.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. Warm aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Visit us at PTSRHastings.com.
Well, the Platte River Preps Athletes of the Month are Miles Sad of Donovan Trumbull Boys Basketball and Libby Trausch from Adams Central Girls Basketball. You can submit your nominations on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Winners receive a certificate and a Platte River Preps shirt, all presented by B&B Carpet and Donovan. You can see all of our past winners and a lot more at the Athlete of the Month tab at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Cambridge will turn the basketball over, trying to get the ball inside, and coming up with it is Willis. Willis throws up ahead here for Meza. Meza with a 10-second count going on, can't get across the timeline in time. So we'll swap turnovers here. And so a lot of work yet to be done. 14-point lead. And it'll be inbounded here by Cambridge. They get it on the high block for Detterding. Detterding turns around and is open, so she'll shoot from 15. It's no good and rebounded by Nemac. She's got now 9 rebounds in the game. Willis dribbles through a triple team. In the offensive end, got numbers if she hurries. She'll dribble down to the corner but be shot off by Detterding. And she still has the dribble going. She'll throw here on the right side. Gomez has it. Back out for Willis. Willis will penetrate and be fouled. And we'll see who they give it to. I think that's probably on Jalen Kent. That will only be the fourth foul here on Cambridge in the second half. And so they'll inbound on the baseline. Yeah, that's the first on Kent. And the triggered in here is going to be Willis. They get it near midcourt. And Meza and Gomez playing catch. Gomez going to dribble up, lob it down low. Kick back out here for Willis. Now back left side. Gomez for 3. No good, and a long rebound here by Kent. So Cambridge on the run. And I think we're going to call a foul here on Shelton. Trying to get the steal is Gomez. And Gomez ended up knocking down Kent. And then kind enough to help her back up. So for Gomez, that's her first foul. Fifth as a team here on Shelton. Cambridge inbounds it. They get it down low for Detterding. Detterding on the drive, leans in and hits the bucket. That's her first field goal of the night. She now has 5. Pass goes through one Bulldog's hand and into the other. And laying it up and in is going to be Clark. Bit of a break there on the fast break by Shelton as they score in transition. Kent has it. She'll drive on that left side. Nearly tied up here by Gomez. They'll get it out here for Klumpy. Klumpy to the free throw line here for Detterding. Back out for Kent. Kent will drive to the line. Maybe got away with a walk. Puts up a little runner. It's no good. Rebound tipped by Berglund into the hands of Willis. And so here we go. Bulldogs have it. On the attack, Gomez. Extra pass down low. Pivoting is Berglund. Off glass, no good. Offensive rebound, Berglund. And she's going to be fouled. Again, another rebound. Turns into another scoring opportunity here for Shelton. They lead it by a couple of touchdowns. 35-21. 6 minutes to go. The foul on Detterding will give 2 free throws here to Nemac, and the first one is good. Her first point of the ball game. She has 10 rebounds. And she has 1 more free throw. And it is up, and it is no good. Rebounded by Detterding. So Cambridge on the attack. Miller, left wing, picked up defensively there by Willis. Will dribble between the circles now. It's a little bit less than 6 minutes to go. Hurt kicks left side for Klumpy. Her three-pointer is an air ball, rebounded by Willis. And Willis faces some pressure here by Kent. Brings in the offensive end. A lot of body contact there. Stepping through that pressure is Willis, and now we're going to call a foul. That'll be on Jalen Kent. They've let them lean into each other a little bit. They haven't called it real ticky-tack, and the game's had a nice flow to it. I think the officials have done a nice job. Gomez back out for Willis. Nice penetration. Good pass into Gegg. Gegg missed the shot, and it's going to go off of Cambridge and out of bounds. There's no question it's off of Cambridge. The official, I think, was like, wait a minute. I just processed what I saw. The ball bounced on the ground, and then it was knocked out of bounds by Cambridge, and he was going, now, did that hit the baseline first? They got it right because it belongs here to the Bulldogs. They kick into the corner for Clark. She'll drive. She'll scoop. Missed it. Offensive rebound by Gegg, and Gegg's going to be fouled. They didn't check her out, and she got the rebound. And the Cambridge folks wanted a foul called, but they never checked her out. You can reach over the top of somebody. You just can't push them. The foul is going to be called on Miller. That's going to be her third. And Gegg at the free throw line hits the first of 2 free throws. She now has 10 points in the game. Shelton now has a 16-point lead with 5:19 to go. It's quiet on this near side. We're on the Cambridge side here at Holdridge High School. And it's still a little nerve-wracking over there with the folks wearing blue. Free throw is up and good. Gegg has it. 11 points in the game and a 17-point Shelton lead. Looking for their first trip ever to the state basketball tournament. Kent, entry pass, knocked loose. It's going to be on the ground. It's going to end up being a help ball here. No, they got a timeout. Ball was loose. Shelton had it. Coach Thorber got the timeout. He stole a possession with that timeout with 5:04 to go here in the fourth quarter. Shelton will have the basketball. And they're just going to say, we don't want the timeout. We just want the bat. No, they called it a hell ball. So it is going to be Shelton ball. They had the arrow anyway. They did not grant the timeout. So Gomez has it. They'll give it here on the left side for Willis. Back to Gomez. Gomez looking at this 1-3-1. Gives it between the circle here for Willis. Back to Gomez. She's hit a couple of big three-pointers, but no points here in the second half. Gag at the elbow. Gets it on a low block for Berglund. Berglund with a 3-second count going on. Now do we get the timeout? Well, no, they're going to call the help ball before Coach Thorber got that timeout. He keeps trying to steal a possession. And that help ball happened a little bit too quick for him. So it goes back here to Cambridge. They trail by 17, this Cambridge. They'll give it here on the right side for Klumpy. 38-21 is their score here in Holdridge. Between the circles, there's Springer. Springer's entry pass knocked loose on the ground. Coming up with it is Gag, and they're going to call her for a travel. And she's upset. They just teed her up. She got undercut. Of course I traveled. I got fouled first. And she put the ball down a little harder than you want her to. And she's going to be called for the technical. And so the ball is going to go to Cambridge after the free throw here. It'll be Kent that shoots the free throw. And it is up and good. Well, you can understand Gage's frustration there. Second free throw is up and no good. And a timeout being taken here by Cambridge. There's 4:17 left to go here in the fourth quarter. With a trip to state on the line, Shelton has a 38-22 lead. Cambridge inbounds the basketball, and we come back after this.
Celebrate 8 decades of Jeep with 8 specially priced Renegades at Tom Dinsdale CDJR. During the President's Day events, current Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram owners can lease a 2021 80th Anniversary Renegade Latitude for just $299 a month. All come with Jeep stellar safety and technology features. They're just part of the great inventory waiting for you at Tom Dinsdale CDJR on Hastings North Side or online at TomDinsdaleCDJR.com. 36-month lease with $29.99 down. First payment due at signing offer expires February 28th.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
We're back here in Holdridge, a 38-22 lead here for Shelton. And it will be Cambridge basketball as Paige Klumpy will inbound it near midcourt. Haynes will bring it up. She'll be picked up there defensively by Gomez. Left side, they give it for Klumpy. Man-to-man again here is Shelton. And they'll lob it in the paint for Detterding. They collapse on her, so she'll bounce the ball back out. Driving here is going to be Springer. Springer will hand off here for Kent. Now back out here for Springer. Springer to Detterding at the free throw line. Back out here for Klumpy. Klumpy will dribble on this left side for Kent. The more time Cambridge takes off the clock, the better it is, and they walk with the basketball. There just wasn't a whole lot of opening there for Cambridge offensively because of that Shelton defense. And as a result, they turn it over. And we're 3:43 away from the end of the game. Shelton with a 16-point lead. They'll kick it up ahead here for Gomez. Gomez dribbling on the right side. Looking at this 1-3-1. And they're just going to play a little keep away with it. Gomez gave it away. Gets it back. Has the pass tipped. It's going to be stolen away. That'll be a turnover. Seventh of the second half here against Shelton. 22nd of the game. And in the offensive end is Haynes. They trap that basketball. It's on the ground again. That's going to be tied up eventually, I believe. The officials are going to get together, and they're going to call a walk. That may be a makeup from the one where Gegg was called for the walk when she was fouled. I will say this. If Gegg walked with it, Autumn Dettinger walked with it as well. And with 3:13 to go, Shelton gets the ball back, leading it by 16. They'll dribble and lose the basketball. Willis gives it up. Long pass up ahead. Here's Miller. Miller on the drive has it knocked away from her from behind. And now they're going to have to earn it. Berglund and Clark both back deep for Shelton. Knock the ball away to make sure that Cambridge can't just get that easy layup after the steal. They enter it down low. And the ball's going to be knocked away by Meza. Forces the turnover. And then the foul by Cambridge. Meza knocked it away. Nemac came up with it. She is fouled, and it'll be Nemac that goes to the line. That is now 18 fouls here on Cambridge. So already Shelton is up by 16, and now they are in the 1-1. By the way, another Shelton foul would put Cambridge in the 1-1 as well. So Nemac, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Front end of a 1-1, no good, and it's going to be rebounded by Detterding. So Cambridge comes up with it. And they'll throw the ball in the offensive end here for Haynes. Haynes picked up there by Meza. They're double-teaming her. And they'll get it on the high post for Detterding. Detterding double-teamed. Ball knocked loose, and they're going to call a walk. Well, that was going to be a turnover anyway because Nemac knocked the ball away. So in any event, the Shelton defense forced another turnover. The 26th of the game here against Cambridge. 23 have been whistled against Shelton. So in the offensive end here is going to be Willis. She'll give it off to Meza. 2.5 to go. Left side, Willis gets it back to the elbow. Kicks into the corner for Clark. Back out for Meza. Meza pivots, and we'll give the ball back out here for Willis. Willis picked up there by Miller. They double-team her, and there's going to be a reach. And so Willis will go to the line. She has not scored yet in the game, but she'll shoot a 1-1 here with 2:18 to go, 38-22, 16-point Shelton lead. You can feel it. You can taste it. They are on their way to Lincoln, but the free throw here is no good. But the rebound is tipped back in the hands of Nemac. Nemac gives it off here on the left side, and Meza, waiting for the pass, is fouled from behind. She's going to be shooting. I think that is their 10th, is it not? Or is that just 9? Yeah, that's 10. So Meza will shoot 2. She's got 5 points in the ball game. She's hit a 3. She's hit a 2. And now she'll be at the line for 2 ones if she hits the first. 39-22. 2:13 to go. By the way, on Bryson Springer, that is her 4th foul. Second free throw also good. So Meza hits both of them. And the lead is now 18 for Shelton. On the bounce, Miller has it stripped away. Meza comes up with it again. I think you can gas up the bus. We're going east. Dribbling is Willis in the offensive end. Playing a little catch here against Meza. Meza on the right side will flip it back out to Willis. Willis puts it on the high post. That's a dangerous pass and stolen away. Miller comes up with it. Then she has it knocked loose. Meza goes on the ground to come up with it. They're going to call a walk in there. And it'll be whose ball? Because a couple of players had possession of it there as it bounced around. It's going to be Cambridge ball, yep. 99 seconds left here on Power 99. Shelton with an 18-point lead. And Klumpy will throw it in the backcourt for Haynes. Haynes dribbles on that right side, and she pushed off. Yeah, staying right there with her was Gomez. He got the push, and the Shelton girls, they're feeling it, man. They are high-fiving. They are smiling. They are slapping each other, and they're ready to go here. They're ready to erupt, and they're a minute 28 away from doing exactly that. Willis brings in the offensive end. Gives off here for Mesa. Kick into the corner. There's Clark. Back out here for Willis. It's about eating time more than anything else. Mesa off here for Willis to Clark. Just milking that clock. Long pass to Clark and wide open underneath. Getting the catch. Getting the bucket is Emily Berglund. Well, if they're going to give it to you, you might as well. Final minute up by 20. And Shelton making some noise. Cambridge will call a quick timeout to make some substitutions. And listen to the folks from Shelton. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians at Kearney. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout with less than a minute to go before Shelton heads to state. We're back right after this.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, Cambridge had 9 points in the first quarter, only 9 since then, and we're in our final minute. They'll kick the ball here on the left side. Well, Cambridge, they'll shoot the three. That's no good for Miller. Offensive rebound by Miller in underneath after it bounced around. And she got the rebound. Now she'll get to the free throw line and shoot two. That'll stop the clock with 47.3 to go. 42-22. Shelton will move to 25-1. The free throw is up and good. So Miller hits that one. Coming out of the ball game here is Haley Clark. And they'll recognize her. Free throw is up. It's no good. Rebound here by Nemac. She's been a rebounding machine, a dozen in the game. Long pass up ahead here for Mesa. Mesa looking at that trap. We'll give it back out here for Willis. 35 seconds to go. Left side, Addison Burrow came in a moment ago. She has it. And they'll dribble. They'll bounce it here on the right side for Mesa. And a timeout being taken here by Coach Thorber. He just wants to make some substitutions here. Substitution timeout. I don't think we're going to use the whole time here. And there they are. They're starting the celebration. They are going to use the timeout here with 25 seconds to go. But Shelton will move to 25-1. And they will be heading to the state basketball tournament. They're out there already. They're ready to get going here as Kaylee Carmen checks into the game. Vina Garcia's out there for the first time. Jet Johnson will be out there when they head to state. Kate Tompkin out there. And the regulars are all, everybody got in the game. And the regular players are all on that bench, and they'll be able to celebrate with Coach Thorber here in 25 seconds. They inbound the basketball here for Addie Burr. They'll give it here on the right side for Carmen. Back left wing here for Garcia. 15 seconds to Lincoln. Over to Garcia. Back to Burr. 8 seconds. Pass here on the right side. There's Simmons. Here comes the countdown. Whoop. Now they can pull the trigger on that because the ball goes out of bounds. And now there's 2.8 to go. Ball inbounded to Cambridge. 1 second. And there it is. For the first time in school history, the Shelton Bulldogs are going to the girls' state basketball tournament. Bulldogs 42, Cambridge 23. Trojans will end the season at 17-9. Shelton will head to the state tournament with a record of 25-1. We'll step away for a moment. When we come back, the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll take a look at the numbers, and we'll talk with Coach Thorber when we return to Holdridge right after this.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs.
Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
The winter clearance sale is going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers. Get 50% off on men's and ladies' fall and winter fashions and receive 30% off men's sports coats. Complete your look with select ties that are half off. There's still plenty of cold weather ahead, so save now with 50% off men's and ladies' outerwear. Shop the winter clearance sale going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and in Kearney on the Bricks.
The staff of Hastings Physical Therapy is committed to helping patients meet their goals while providing them with the latest treatments available. Our patients enjoy the benefits of a state-of-the-art therapy facility, which includes a heated multi-level therapy pool and private locker rooms. Having 8 private treatment rooms in addition to spacious gyms, we are uniquely qualified to provide safe therapy treatment in order to serve our community. You have the choice of therapy provider. Choose Hastings Physical Therapy, located at 2307 Osborne Drive West.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Look, Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
The Clipper is happy to sponsor our local teams on the radio. You can also read about this event and all other accomplishments on our Gibbon, Wood River, Shelton, and Centura students in the Clipper. We are proud of our schools and help celebrate success in the pages of the Clipper every week. Subscribe to the Clipper today. Visit clipperpubco.com. Like, follow, and share us on Facebook. We give away free picture downloads from our gallery. Our towns, our people. If keeping up with real-life news and events in the heart of the Tri-Cities is important to you, consider subscribing to the Clipper.
Driving rains, unrelenting heat, ominous green skies. Whatever Mother Nature brings, it's no match for what you'll have thanks to Nutrien Ag Solutions, offering agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you weather the storm, conquer today, and lead the field. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
The Shelton Locker in Shelton is a very proud supporter of the Bulldogs and would like to take the time to wish the athletes and coaches good luck in the game tonight. We know how hard each of you work, in and out of the game, and we're so lucky to be part of an encouraging team here in Shelton and love serving such a great community for years. So when you're looking for the freshest meat and the friendliest people, Shelton Locker is the place to go. Shelton Locker says, go Bulldogs!
Farming is
a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Broadfoot Sand and Gravel.
Livingston Butler Vaughan's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughan when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provides up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. PTSR offers free evaluation of sports-related injuries to all area athletes during convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours, Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Alano's businesses need reliable communication, both at the office and at home, now more than ever. Just listen to Bill Michener from Lighthouse.
Before, we'd have breaks in service, especially for internet, but we've never had any issues with Alo. It's always been there and available when we needed it.
At Alo, supporting your business is our business. To get your free quote and switch today, visit alofiber.com/workfast or call 402-480-6685 today.
February Red Hot Buys going on now at Big G Ace in Hastings. Purchase a 15-gallon heavy-duty storage tote for just $14.99 or 27-gallon tote for $17.99. With your Ace Rewards card, get a Craftsman 9-gallon wet-dry vac for just $69.99. February is also National Bird Feeding Month. Check out the wide variety of bird supplies at Big G Ace, including feeders, seed, and food. See store for details. All this and more going on now at the helpful place.
Big G Ace.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere, through your computer or your smartphone.
If you want to save time and postage, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer this and our other advanced banking services. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
And we're back here in Holdridge, I hope. We've been having some technical difficulties. Apologize for those, but I know we were on the air when Shelton was able to wrap up their trip to the state tournament, winning it 42-23. And let's try to get you updated with some of the numbers, and we'll attempt to have a chance to talk with Coach Thorber here in just a little bit. But let's give you the numbers here for Cambridge. They will end their season at 17-9. Jalen Kent led the way with 9 points and a couple of rebounds. Bryson Springer, 2 points and two rebounds. Brielle Miller, 4 points and four rebounds. Autumn Dettinger had 5 points and four rebounds. J.C. Kent with 1 point but three rebounds, 2 points and a rebound for Paige Klumpy. And Skylar Hoberty had one rebound here in the game. Meanwhile, for Shelton, they are now 25-1 and heading to the state basketball tournament for the first time in school history. And they were led by Sydney Gagg, who came in off the bench. She had a big first half, but a solid game all the way through. She finished with 11 points and 5 rebounds. The only player for Shelton in double figures, but they did this by committee, as Emily Berglund finished with 9 points and 3 rebounds. McKenna Willis, 3 points, but 5 rebounds. Sydney Gagg, as we mentioned, with those 11 points. Drew Nemac only had 1 point, but she had 12 rebounds. That was a big story in this game, was Shelton's ability to pull down those rebounds. Aaliyah Gomez finished with 8 points and 4 rebounds. She hit 2 big three-pointers during that 12-0 run. They got things going for Shelton in that second quarter. Mate Meza with 7 points and a couple of rebounds. Haley Clark with 4 points and 1 rebound. And Brianna Simmons finished with 2 points and 2 rebounds here as Shelton wins district number 5, so they'll be in that neighborhood of the 5 seed at the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. And so they'll be heading to Lincoln for the first time in school history. 42-23 is the final score, and congratulations to the Bulldogs, who are heading to the state tournament for the very first time in school history. We're going to step away for a moment, hopefully have a chance to talk with Coach Thorber here from Shelton. We'll step away for a moment. Hopefully come back and talk with the coach right after this.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
If you want more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. The answer has arrived in Nebraska with a 2.5 bushel per acre bump across 1,223 comparisons. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics, and they're backed by hundreds of loyal yield trials to take your soybean yield to the next level. Learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series. Individual results may vary. See Jamie Mattson, your Pioneer seed dealer, with you from the word go.
My son Ben was very healthy when he was born, and then when he was 15 months old, I realized he had autism. I think all my encounters that I had before I met Ben were meant to be so I could be a better parent to Ben. It's definitely made me a better caregiver and a better advocate for all of my patients, because I have a better understanding of the whole life and not just the little glimpse you get when they're in the doctor's office. I chose Mary Lanning because it had a great reputation. And that's very much like a family when you work here. What I love most about my job is getting to know the different individuals and families and being able to see that I make a positive impact in their lives. I'm Susie Gregg, psychiatric nurse practitioner at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
We're back here in Holdridge as it is Shelton picking up a 42-23 win to send themselves to the state basketball tournament for the first time in school history. The first trip to the girls' state tournament. Kind enough to join us is Jeff Thorber, head coach here for Shelton. And first of all, congratulations. This is quite the accomplishment.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like you said, it's the first time that Shelton girls basketball have been in the state. So, man, these girls have had their eye on this. Last year, you know, we had a chance to get there, and we felt we didn't play very well. And from that time on, man, we kicked it in, and we really focused on getting better. And we saw a lot of the weaknesses we had and turned them into our strengths. And, man, I'm just really happy for these girls.
And I look at the book, Jeff, and this is just what you do, you know? I mean, you've got a slew of girls that have somewhere between about 4 to 9 points, and then you have somebody that stepped up rebounding. You had somebody that stepped up scoring. I mean, somebody steps up every night for you guys.
It's like a box of chocolates, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just don't know what you're going to get or who's going to score or who's going to make the plays. But, you know, it's kind of been like that all year. I don't even know who our leading scorer is on our team and our leading rebound getter. You know, they just fight and work hard, and they're very unselfish, and they take the shots they're supposed to take. And just says a lot about the character of the team.
It absolutely does. You guys did start a little bit slowly in this game. Talk a little bit about that and how you kind of got out of those doldrums early on.
Yeah, I think we were a little deer in the headlights, and I think they were too. It's just they were pressing and we weren't, and it took a little while to adjust to that. You know, whatever you do in practice, there's always slippage in a game, and we've been practicing all week against the press, but we're 5'8". You know, we're going against 5'8", and you get here, we're going against 5'11", and 6 foot, and so I think it took a little time to adjust, and once we started attacking, I think that's when things started to change a little bit.
I think their length of the top of that zone kind of caught you guys a little bit off guard, and then after you adjusted, I mean, after that, it was your defense that was causing most of the havoc.
It was, yeah, our defense played well. They went up and pressured the ball and caused a lot of turnovers, so yeah, that was big.
And we talked about you mentioned that Cambridge is tall. I mean, they had three girls that were, you know, 5'11", 6 foot in that area for them. But you guys out-rebounded them 34-17.
Yeah, we just got some tough girls. That's it. I mean, they go in there and they fight and they get position. And you don't always have to be tall to win, so.
And it was just a tremendous amount of hustle, too. I mean, I kind of commented while doing the game. It's just like every pass is contested. I mean, you're just – from the time you walk into the gym, Shelton's in your face.
Yeah, they were. And, you know, Cambridge was kind of like that, too, at times, where mm-hmm. it was just hard to get a pass off. So it's just two different styles. But like I said, it was just like once we started attacking it, I think things changed a little bit.
Yeah, and I tried to grab you a little bit earlier, and you was like, "No, I want to see this. I want to be part of this." Talk a little bit about what that moment was like when you watched these girls that have been really a pretty tight knit group playing together for 3 years now. Most of them are still juniors, and they're able to kind of elevate this program. And just watching those girls cut down the net, what did that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot. And of course, you know, the older you get, the more you want to take the time and enjoy the things. And so I just wanted to enjoy and be there and see them cut down those nets because, you know, the smiles on their face and their joy, you know, that's why you do it. That's why you coach, just to see if you can get these kids to accomplish their goals.
Well, so far so good, but there's a little bit of work ahead of you.
Yep, we'll worry about that tomorrow or so.
Hey, enjoy tonight, my friend.
No, I appreciate it.
All
Thank
right,
you.
Thanks. Jeff Thorber, head basketball coach of the state-bound Shelton girls basketball team with a 42-23 win. We'll step away for a moment, set the stage for what we'll be doing for you tomorrow in terms of boys district finals. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more as we continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery postgame show right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
The Clipper is happy to sponsor our local teams on the radio. Consider subscribing to The Clipper. For print delivery, eClipper email to you where you are. Local news from Gibbon, Shelton, Wood River, and Caro, and everywhere in between. We give you positive stories from school activities to local events. Check us out on the web or like us on Facebook. Who knows? You might find yourself in our picture gallery. Go to clipperpubco.com. We don't show dangerous stunts or crazy cats, but we will keep you informed about our towns and our people.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Rodfoot Sand and Gravel.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, around here, our land is our life. Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. We understand that. We're a community ag bank. We know agriculture. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Let's talk NSG Transport out of Gothenburg, Nebraska. I'm sure you've seen our burgundy and gold trucks on the road. Ever wonder what those trucks are hauling? NSG is your source for aggregates, concrete asphalt rock, driveway rock, and of course grain and other bulk loads. NSG Transport is a family-owned company that has been servicing Nebraska for over 40 years. Get to know NSG. Go to nsgco.com for more information. That's nsgco.com. NSG Transport, Gothenburg, Nebraska.
The time to get that new Gladiator is now at Tom Dinsdale CDJR. During the President's Day event, drive a 2021 Jeep Gladiator Overland stock number 5960 off our lot for $5,500 below MSRP. Or lease it for $425 a month for 42 months. Check it out now at Tom Dinsdale CDJR on Hastings North Side or at TomDinsdaleCDJR.com. Must finance to Chrysler Capital 10,000 mile per year lease with $29.99 down. First payment due at signing. Take delivery by February 28th.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Well, tonight on the Platte River Radio group of stations, we punched three tickets to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. It started with St. Cecilia over on KHES Radio, ending the season for Centennial, a final of 50-17. So the Hawkettes make it to the state basketball tournament. Over on the Breeze tonight, it was Sutton punching their ticket to state, eliminating Amherst 57-44. And here on Power 99, we had Shelton making it to the state tournament for the very first time in school history, 42-23 over Cambridge. This was so much fun. Let's do it again tomorrow. Here on Power 99, we'll have boys district championship action for you from Kearney. It'll be Loomis taking on Kennesaw. That game is scheduled for a 4 o'clock tip tomorrow, and also tomorrow on ESPN 92.1 and 92.7, it'll be Ashland Greenwood taking on Minden. That one will tip off at around 5 o'clock tomorrow out in Ashland Greenwood, as they are the 2 seed. Minden is the 15 seed, so they got some work ahead of them. And on the Breeze tomorrow, we'll be in North Platte as Donovan Trumbull, they're the 5 seed, just like Shelton was tonight. They're the 5 seed, and they'll be taking on Bridgeport in a neutral court. They'll be taking on Bridgeport, and that game is scheduled for a 4 o'clock tip-off here on the Central Time Zone as well. And then on Monday, we'll have more action for you as well. As on Power 99, it'll be Kearney Catholic and Shadron. That will start at 7 o'clock. Also on Monday, on the Breeze, it'll be Burwell taking on Blue Hill. That will also start at around 7 o'clock. Then on Tuesday, on the Breeze, it'll be Amherst taking on St. Cecilia, as that one will also have a 7 o'clock tip as well. So we've got plenty more action for you. And, in fact, on Tuesday, right here on Power 99, it'll be Medicine Valley taking on Shelton. as the Shelton boys will try to be one of those rare teams to send both a boys and a girls team to state. They'll be taking on Medicine Valley in that one. And who knows, the Bulldogs could very well pull that one off as well. And we wish them certainly the best of luck. Once again, your final score here. Shelton now 25-1. They're heading to the state basketball tournament for the very first time in the girls tournament, and they win it 42-23 over Cambridge. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thanks so much for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio Classic Hits Power 99 Sports production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.